Ever since he took in a Shinigami as a pet, the man had developed a habit. Before leaving home, he would stick a pen refill in the door as a subtle marker. But one day, when he returned, he noticed the refill had been snapped in half. Instantly, he realized someone had broken into his home. Not wanting to raise suspicion, he said nothing. He simply sat down at the table and acted like everything was normal. Even when the Shinigami, visible only to him, tried to speak, he didn't dare respond. Because in the apartment next door, a group of detectives was watching his every move, analyzing even the slightest twitch. If they caught him talking to someone invisible, he'd immediately become the prime suspect in a string of serial murders. As it turns out, he owned a notebook, one that could instantly kill anyone whose name was written in it. But under the detectives' around-the-clock surveillance that had lasted for weeks, he hadn't shown any suspicious behavior. No one had mysteriously died during that time either. Just as the police were preparing to call off the operation, the lead investigator insisted the man had to be the killer. His reasoning? The only reason there hadn't been any murders lately was because the suspect no longer had the opportunity to act. With surveillance lifted, the killings would surely resume. Right when the team was about to make their move and arrest him early, another bizarre death occurred. The victim died of sudden cardiac arrest, exactly like the previous cases. Everyone rushed to check the live surveillance feed, only to see the man casually munching on potato chips, perfectly relaxed. It was the ultimate alibi. The investigators began doubting themselves. Maybe they had the wrong guy. But what they didn't know was that hidden inside the potato chip bag was a tiny media player and a piece of the death note, small slips of paper torn from the original notebook. His plan was so elaborate, so precise, that even the Shinigami beside him was stunned. With no concrete evidence and no suspicious behavior to report, the police had no choice but to shut down the surveillance and walk away.